Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes.
It's still, you know, just, you know, because sometime in our life, man, things need to just slow down a bit, you know. You know, they just need to slow down so we can worship Him and honor. You know, we don't be like the mass just pick one time out of the year to thank Him for His resurrection, because we do it all the time. Sometimes we just want to just worship Him, man, and thank Him. This is a one of the weeks, Brother Tim, we can actually say this week will be 4 years since this God plan was, you know, going, you know, and we want to thank God for it, man, because it's been a long stretch too, you know. It's been a long stretch, but God's been taking care of us. Sometimes, you know, can I just be truthful for a minute, Brother Tim? Just be truthful for a minute. So sometimes you just want to throw your hand in sometimes, you know. Just want to throw it in, you know. You know, and you just keep pushing. Some kind of way you get here, you get your strength, though, you know. And you get your strength and you just love, you know, lifting up God, man. And hearing that song, you know. I just like to, I like settle. Sometimes I just like to be settled, you know. I don't like it too fast. I don't like it too slow. Just worshiping Him, you know. You know. I love the Lord, you know. Then I exalt Thee, you know. I mean, that stuff, that is worship, man. Because we're trying to welcome Him in here, you know. You know, none of us
correct.
Is perfect, you know. None of us
right.
Perfect, you know. But we just hope He just come in and smile on us, you know, for honor Him. Because it was Him. It's Him, man. It's only Him to be lifted up at this time, to give Him the thanks, man. Because we believe, because we've been taught this, that when praises go up, blessings come down. We believe that. We believe that from the heart. And we take time out because people have been sick. People have been going and people have been coming. But I know one thing. At the end of the day, we're going to find out. The scripture, it's going to be a few scriptures we're going to try to look into, and one of them is going to be Psalm 22, that first verse, I believe it's what it says, and when we're going to get there, you'll know what I'm talking about, because I want you to know, God is looking at our worship, God is looking at our what we're doing, because one day, Brother Tim, you're going to ask us, what did we say when we was before the people? What did we say?
Right.
You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher when I'm talking to you, but He might put you in an atmosphere that He wants to be lifted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I dare you to be bold and step out on faith, because I find out that He'll give you the words to say, Brother Tim. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He'll give you the right words to say. You know, when you have to think of them, He just starts flowing. Somebody know what you think about it, brother? You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. And the reason why you guys are here so long is because even though the rough roads and things like that, but it's the faithfulness, you know, when you are faithful to Him, yeah, He's going to bring you through. And
yeah.
He's there to comfort you. His Holy Spirit comforts us and puts the words in our minds, and so that we can speak and talk to people and encourage them to believe and trust in God, and He'll bring you through. But you just have to, you know, be faithful. Faithfulness is key. Yeah, and you guys have been faithful here on the show, you know. So just want to say thank you.
Man. You know, and I'm gonna tell you now, I know you're gonna get on board and say you cannot do this without prayer. Oh, you can't do it. We have to have prayer for you. You know, and I'm going to say this here. Whenever you get a chance, lift up not just this ministry, but anywhere someone lifting up God is trying to convey and articulate the word of God, you know, and not to lift themselves up, but to lift the kingdom up. Lift the kingdom up, because it's kingdom building over here. We believe that if He be lifted up, I just believe the scripture said He would draw all, not just some of us, but all. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He draws all of us from earth, because He's not going to share His glory. Yeah, I know him right about it. He's not going to share that. I know we try our best to present it right, you know, and cause, I mean, you know, the presentation and the delivery, we're trying our best. And you know what? When we get out the way, you can see how it flows. You can see how the Spirit just moves and it flows, because you know that what God wants the people to have. I look at the word, and I went to this little training. They call it, you know, for the ministers, right? And in class, they call it extratology, you know, talking about the end time. And, man, we are so close to this end time, and I don't know if people really know it or not, you know. Because he said it's going to get worse than it ever been, even the day of Noah, man, in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to be worse than that. And we are way worse than them. So we got more devices that we can use to get more sin. I know I'm right about it. And we're so consumed with these devices that then when someone talking about having church, worshiping, man, don't take all that. man, they want to take us so long. Why, you know, you know, all those things, you know. Cause
mm-hmm.
But we can go to work.
Yeah.
They make us leave sometimes. They had to make, you did hear, you've been 12 hours, man. They had to make us leave. go get you a break. you know, something carnal, you got to force people to leave. But something spiritual, it just don't take a, man, I went to one church, and I understand. It has to be on the person's heart. You know, and I know everything works in the spirit of God. You know, I know, we just know how people are. So we try our best to get in and get out. I ain't gonna lie, we try our best. But sometimes the spirit of the Lord moves. Then it might take longer than you probably want to sit. if that's the case, if do like they do a long time ago, hold that left finger up, that right finger up, and go on out.
You know? out.
One day you gonna leave for the benediction. And that day you leave, he might be the one. He come that day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
And you know what, brother? You know,
time. Yes, sir.
It was so wonderful to even hear, which was like a Resurrection Sunday. That, you know, I look at it. How can you not want to serve and love a God that loves you so much that He took time out on the cross and stopped dying to help save the criminal who was on the cross, who said, "I'm getting justly what I deserve. My deeds, my actions, and my sin have forfeited my life." But Lord, I said, it takes something special to say, "Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom."
Ooh,
he then said, "Immediately." Yeah. Because tomorrow might have been too late. Immediately, he said, "You will be with me in paradise. This day you will be with me in paradise." My, who wouldn't serve a God like that who loves you so much? I just got so excited when I just thinking about that. My. You love me so much that you stopped dying to save a little one like me.
There you go. When he can stop and you can stop and get his attention like that, hey, you know what you said? You said he stopped dying for a minute. Just let him know, huh? He stopped being ridiculed for a minute, huh? Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. That's what this. That's what this worship. If you go back and you know, Brother Wayne named the ministry God's Plan. He didn't want to put the name on it. Brother Dexter was. Pushed us hard to get it started, but you know, Brother Dex is no longer with us in the physical part. You know, we believe God is giving him some peace and rest. You know, all the dialogy and all the stuff he had to go through, and finally that COVID, you know, got a hold of it. You know, and God had to give him some rest. You know, I thank God for his love that he had. He had a zeal for God, man. He really did, and I know because he told us. He told us, Brother Tim, he told us that his father said, because he was listening to us, right? And his father said, you got to watch who you listen to because everybody don't have the same teaching like you've been brought up with. And his daddy was telling him that. So, man, you know what he did? He called me one day. I ain't going to never forget it. And he said, man, I want to introduce to my dad, man. I want to tell my dad who been ministering to me, right? So we called over there, and he got on, and Dad was talking to us, you know. And we always respect our elders, you know, Brother Jim. We just been talking,
right,
you know.
Right.
To the side, we let them talk all, you know, let them witness to us and stuff like that, you know. And just how beautiful it was. He was happy. Man, you know what? It wouldn't even, I don't even think it was a month, man. He passed away right after that, you know. I don't never forget that, man. Yeah, you know, but I know he was getting himself ready, man. He was getting himself ready. You know, you said it so plain that the thief. No, I tried to find somewhere did he get baptized, the thief. Did he let him get in? I tried to find somewhere was he in a revival, you know? I tried to find somewhere. I'm just trying to find where did he get this faith from, you know? Where did he come from? All around, you know, Jesus' fame was out there at this time. That's why they crucified him because they were jealous of him, said that he was the Messiah. And it said he was blaspheming, but this man here couldn't find nowhere. That's why I said I'm careful not to judge people who are going to heaven and hell. I don't do that. I refuse to do that. And it's scripture, too. It's in the book. You know what I'm talking about? Let's reason a little bit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for the another year that you've restored on us to even start this ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the ones who come out faithfully, Lord, just to hear your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you for their prayers, too, Lord, that they've been strengthening us as we've been coming, Lord. We had sick days, Lord, and we still minister, Lord. We wouldn't even have no strength to even talk, Lord, but you gave us strength to keep pushing on. We thank you for it, Lord. We never take it for granted, Lord, that it's you, Lord, who guide this whole ship, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, as you take us with you, Lord, let it be, Father God, that everyone we, by the sign of my voice, get a special blessing, Lord. Cover them, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. That might be a spiritual thing they've been wrestling with, Lord. Let it be with the maturity of their Lord, to help them understand that you're still there, Lord, and you never left them, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you for all things, Lord. Even the ones come and go, even the ones that are here right now, Father God, you know, Lord. So we ask you, as we transition in your word, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to help us, Lord, to be able to convey the word how you want to be presented, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, your Holy Spirit are already here, we want to thank you in advance, Father God, for even Brother Tim for coming on, Father God, hitting the one button just to want to shine in and say he was glad when they say unto him, let's go to the house of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this, Lord. We love you and we honor you today, and we just lift you up, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I said it, Brother Tim, but I want to read that first scripture in Psalms 122. I want to read that first scripture. Yeah, Psalm 122. I want to read that first. David wrote it. David wrote over 73 psalms. He didn't write all the psalms. I don't know anybody to tell you. He didn't write every psalm, but he wrote this one here, you know. And we know, I just want to read this first one. And when I read this, I want you to know this here. You are the temple. Don't never forget that, Teresa. You are the temple. You are the temple of God. So let's look at this thing here spiritually right quick. He said, and you hear a lot, you know, it's self-cliche to a lot of people. I was so glad when they said unto me, let's go to the what? To the house of the Lord. I want to stop there because I don't want to go too far. I want you to know it was a time, Brother Tim, that they used to compel us to go to church. It was a time.
Yes.
If we had to get up, it wasn't even optional. You know, you had to get up, and you were going to church. And we didn't have too many shoes. I don't think I had two pairs of shoes going up.
Yeah.
So we had to get up, and then I mess up your little slacks and your little suit, you know, and we had one of them, you know. And I'm trying to tell you, man, we had to go, man. I remember going up like these kids the other day, and they were doing their little Easter speech. We couldn't have no paper in our hand, you know. I remember all that stuff. Keep it, look straight, you know, them and dig them, thump them on top of the head, you know.
Yeah.
We had to say it with clarity, you know. I don't never forget all that, man. I mean, and
yes,
I'm telling you that. It paid off, man, because
it did.
I wasn't glad then going to church. I ain't gonna lie, they made us go to church. It was a time we had fun when we ate, you know, talking about we chased the eggs, and you know, we had a lot of fun then. You know, we was led by the Noah's Ark, you know, we had fun, you know. But I'm trying to tell you today, just today, can I do this right here?
Yes,
just today,
yes, sir.
Mama don't have to compel me. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
Yeah. Daddy ain't got to tell me, boy, you going to church tomorrow, go to sleep. And no one has to do me like that anymore because I love God. I have a personal relationship with him now, Brother Tim. And I know you do.
Yeah.
That when they say, now, it don't have to be I'm going to go there to about the physical house. But I want you to stay with me when I'm talking about when he said, let's go to the house of God. I want to tell you, anytime you have the opportunity to get in God's house, you need to get there. Anytime you can get there, it's a different worship. I know we got Zoom. I know we got all these social media that we can get in and get it, but it's nothing like being in that atmosphere. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nothing like the flow of that spirit when it's in there. And you got to understand what I'm saying. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this just this one little, just give me a few seconds with this little song. I want you to hear this song right here. And I ain't going to play it long, y'all. I promise.
I love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that.
And
just imagine
that.
Listen to it now.
To worship you.
Come on,
oh, reach your voice. Take joy, my
Lord.
In what you hear.
Come on, now.
And let it be a sweet,
sweet.
Watch this, I'm cut off on this, y'all. Watch this, what do you do, then?
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
And I lift my voice.
Let me get out of here, man. Y'all might not be to church right now. When
you're
in the atmosphere and it's flowing like that, man, you release, man, you forget your back hurting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You forget your head hurting. You forget your bills. You forget all the things you had prior to coming into worship when you get in the fellowship with God. You know what? If you stay there and understand what God can do, you won't even worry about it. Because I found out
what
when we start making
is.
Our problems. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When we start making our problems bigger than God, then it consumes us to worry. It consumes us to anxiety hits in. But when you go in, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I love the Lord. he told him that now. You see, that got to be perfect,
yes.
Brother Tim. It has to be.
Yes.
I can't talk
yes.
to Brother Tim. Brother Tim was talking about him. So I didn't walk the 65 years with him. He walked them 65 years. And I know he knows what I'm talking about. God can release.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Just be humble now. It's all right about it, man.
That's right.
So
and the tears just flow. And there's not even nothing wrong. You're just so excited and so happy and so full of joy because the Lord has done so much for you. And you just appreciate him. And you look back over your life and you say, what have I done that's worthy? It's his love. It's his love for you and all that I've done for you. And you just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I bless your name, Lord. I want it to be a sweet, sounds in your ear. My.
That's it,
I lift my voice.
That's it,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
give the highest praise. It's, hallelujah to the Lamb of God,
you know,
who's worthy to be praised.
Brother Jim, it's hard to have the love of God in you and sit still. Oh, here, Bill, the Spirit.
That's right.
To have the Holy Spirit within you. We just found out last week we were talking about Jesus gave up the ghost. What is that ghost?
Yes.
Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to us. He had to die so the Spirit of God can be with us always. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And saying that, I love the Lord.
That's right.
He heard us.
Yes.
And he opened his heart to us and died. And gave it up so you and I. What you doing with it? You putting it up on Sunday only? Oh, are you putting it up when you get a car? Are you putting it up when you get a home? Are you putting it up when your bills get? When do you let them use you? When do you rejoice and thank God? Can you thank God when your back hurts? Can you thank God when everything is heavy on your heart? Can you say, God, just give me strength? Well, I'm on this Christian journey. You know what?
Yes.
If you're sincere, he'll hear you. I know I'm right about it. But then, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I didn't want to go here, but since we're going here, since we're in the summit, I'm going to read it one more time. He said, I was glad
yes, sir.
When they say unto me. Now, this thing get personal. David said it up to me. I'm going to put my name in there. Can you put yours in there, Brother Tim? I'm going to say,
yes.
I was glad when they said unto Eric, let's go to the house of what? Oh, the Lord. I was glad when they talked with them, because I'm telling you, it used to be like that. It used to be, I used to go the other way, but now I'm running, and I understand why I'm running, because I know we got to keep our hand in God's hand. We got to keep it there. It don't matter what's going on in life, you have to keep it there. Man, he just gave me something right then. Let's go to Psalm 73 right quick. You know, man, this is the Holy Spirit, y'all. Look at Psalm 73. I want you to understand why the church is important. I want you to know it is really important. Don't let nobody fool you. It is important. It was a time that you know, you didn't have to conjure up and make gimmicks to get people to worship God and help me, Holy Spirit. You didn't have to tell them to come over and touch the neighbor. You didn't have to do all that. I remember a time that this hymn, oh hymn, you know, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. That used to be some good stuff, Brother Tim.
Yes.
You know, that stuff that used to be some good stuff. Is it still good, Brother Tim?
Yes, sir. 100. It's still good.
It used to be a time when we'll open up, it'll tell you turn your hymn book. It'll tell you turn to a certain page, and you already know how the song gonna go. Oh, help me, Holy
That's
Spirit.
Right.
You know how it's gonna go. You know how it's gonna go? Because you've been in church long enough to know that it was good for mother, it was good for granny, it was good for father, and it's good for me.
That's right. Yes.
Because I got to get in the church now. I'm putting in the church. I'm going to read a little bit, but y'all stay with me. There was a now watch this here. Psalm 73 was written by Asaph. Now let me give you some history right here. Asaph was a choir director. Help me, Holy Spirit. Asaph attended church, and he helped the church function. So he was part of one of the Levites. So they had some stuff in the church they was assigned to. And he had a problem, Brother Tim. He said, look what he said, truly God is good. Watch this there. I want you to say when I read this. He said, truly God is good to Israel. Now let me do this. He said, Eric, don't change the word now. But let me change it for a minute. He said, truly God is good to Eric. You put your name there, Leon, brother. He said, even such as are, he said, of the what? Clean heart. But as for me,
clean,
you know,
pure
God,
heart.
Yes. If it get a little, I'm gonna get somewhere. Y'all gonna see where I'm going when I get there. He said, but as for me, he said, my feet. Well, that's what he said. Was almost gone. My step had well nigh slipped. I'm gonna give y'all some good stuff. Let me read this thing before I get top off into it. He said, but I was envious. That's what he said, right? At the foolishness. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Oh, I'm getting to where y'all. It's in the building in a minute. Let me build this thing. He said, for there are no bands. Look what he said. In their deaths. But their strength is firm. He said, but let me go and give you a little bit, because y'all might not, you might hang up with me. The reason why he was saying that, he couldn't believe how he was doing for God, and trials and tribulation was on every hand, but here you got the people wasn't even worshiping God, and it was hellion, and they was prospering, and he couldn't understand this. He said, but I feel like my feet don't slip the ground, Brother Tim. I feel I'm going to keep on going. Let me do it anyway. He said, they are not in trouble as other men. Is up to the He said, they are not in trouble as other men. He said, neither are they plagued like other men. Here we go, y'all. He said, therefore, pride compass them about a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart wishes. He said, why? What were we just talking about church? I'm going to get there, y'all. I'm going to get there.
Come
on,
man.
Like, if you ride with me, if you stay on the wall with me, you're going to see what I'm talking about. He had seen us.
Yes.
He was ruthless people. He counted it out one by one. They had so much sin. They had so much wrong, my brothers and sisters. He said, it's like a garment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he said they were wearing it so much. It was so consumed on them. And nothing going wrong with them, though. Look what he said. He said, watch this here. He said, they They are corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning the oppressed. What? They are speaking lawful. They set their mouth against the heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And their tongue walk through the earth. Is that in the book? Y'all see that with me? He said, and their tongue walk through the earth. They run the church down. They always. Have you ever been around some people that's always negative towards the church? These are the people they're talking about. But nothing happened to him. He just couldn't understand what God had been done. Nothing. But watch this here. He said, therefore, his people return hither. I'm in the King James Version. Y'all. He said, hither. He said, and the water of the full cup run out to them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they say, how do God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Look how stupid this is now. They up here. God, don't think God can see them. How many of you know the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof? Hey! How many of you know he has the color of you? You can look as far as you want to. He owned it because he created it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they look at it. He said, they said, how this Most High, all this nonsense, he can't see this here? Look what they're doing right now. He said, behold, these are ungodly, as I'm seeing the book, y'all, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches, as I'm still there. Mm-hmm. He said, verily, I have cleansed my heart. Now, watch this, y'all. In vain. And washed my hand in innocence. He said, now, I have done all this here. Look what he said. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Not some morning. Every morning. If I say I will speak, thus behold, look, he said, I shall offend against the generation of the children. Now, I'm going to I had to do a little reading because y'all didn't think we were going to go to church. I had to just do a little reading. He said, if I say, just watch this now, I don't know if it is in y'all book. He said, but if I say I will speak, thus behold, he said, I shall offend against the generation of children. He said, but when? He said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. See, I don't know. You can look at your circumstances. That's what he was doing. He was looking at his circumstance and seeing the wicked was doing way better than he was, and he was trying his best to do right. And all he was getting was hardship behind it, my brothers and sisters. He was getting pain behind it. My brothers and sisters, and he couldn't find it in his sight to see how God was just letting these people go like they would go. I don't know how you feel about it. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how you really feel about it, but I want to tell you, when you walking with God, you're going to have some pain. You're going to have some misunderstanding. You're going to be there, and maybe that you're the only one in the place can feel this agony that you're going through because you're trying to live right. But let me tell you this here. See, you might be like this verse 17. I read a lot to get to verse 17, Brother Tim. I read a lot to get to verse 17. I read a whole lot of scripture just to get to verse 17. Look what it says. Y'all thought we were talking about church today, didn't you? Until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Understood.
I don't know what book you got over there. You got a book over there, Brother Tim? How your book read? 17. Tell me how it read.
It says, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. That's what it means.
Come on now. Now, I'm going to talk because I'm going to keep reading. I want to see you.
Don't you dare read 18.
Yeah, you know I'm going there. But you can see putting this thing together. You know, you hear me read. I paused a little bit, but I had to keep on going because, you know, if you sit in your pity party, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you sit in your pity party long enough, you won't never get to verse 17.
You will get there because you'll be sick. I don't want to come out of 15. I don't want to come out of verse 13. I did everything right. I'm doing everything right. But I see all the wickedness. They been prospered. They getting rich. They got so much balance. It's like a garment on them. And look how you let them do this, God. Look how they even blaspheming you. Said you don't even have no knowledge. And, hey, but he got to the house. He got to the house. See, when you get to the house, something happened when you get to the house. See, I know the temple, God.
Worship.
I have to really be clear when I say, I know we are the temple of God. I know this.
Yes,
but it's sometime enough, you need to get to the physical church and get in there so you can feel the atmosphere of God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Well, he's in my house. I'm not saying he's not. But can you imagine when you got three or four more people like you in that house?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Worshiping.
All down on one accord. Can you imagine? Then you say, just like he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Sanctuary.
Then I understood. Yeah. Now I'm gonna go, Brother D, but I want to say one more time, you got to get to the house. You got to get to the house. When you got the opportunity to get to the house, get to the house. And you know how you get to the house? We're at the house right now because we worship God.
That's right.
We're in the book right now. We're a worshipful God. Somebody said, well, you ain't singing. Well, let me teach you a little something. Worshiping is not just you lifting your hands to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Worshiping is someone being a follower of Christ, someone who's lipping and trying to hold up the bloodstain. Oh, help me, the bloodstain of banner. Hey, because when you get in a deep spot like my brother ASAP here, then God had to straighten you. You know, God can help you. Verse 18, help me a little bit. Look what he says. Let me make sure I got this right. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. He said, surely. I'm a slow reader, man. I'm sorry, man. He said, it's a certain word I just can't run by. Surely, something happened to then, man. Surely, I'm not going to straighten this out for you. Surely, I'm going to straighten this out for you. He said, surely, thou. He said, what he said? Didn't set them what? On slipping places? He said, thou tearest them down to destruction. Ooh, help me hold
that's right.
How art thou brought unto desolation in the moment that thou other consumed with terror as a dreamer? I'm here in a minute. As a dreamer when one awake. So, oh Lord. He said, when you wait, oh Lord, when thou awake, thou shalt despise the image. I'm going back and get some of y'all. He said, thy heart. He said, thus my heart was grieved, and I was what? Cricket in my rim. My gut, my kidney, my heart was so tied up looking at this. But boy, look what you did. He said, so foolish was I.
Yes,
he is. So foolish was I think I'm reading to myself. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna get back in here. I don't want somebody listening. He said, so foolish was I. He said, and I ignorant. That's what he said. He said, I was a beast before thee. Nevertheless, he said, I continue with thee. Thou hast hold me in thy right hand. I'm gonna back up.
Right.
Now y'all can get in with me now. You see what I'm talking about? You got to get to God's present. If you can get in God's presence, he'll unscramble that egg for you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They got a word called perplexity. You go look up the word perplexity. Perplexity means he was confused. That's a Greek word right there, bro. He said perplexity. He was confused. But, boy, he said, I was a fool. So how many times you call yourself a fool? I call myself a fool a lot of times. Man, I don't know why I did this. I don't know how I thought like this. That was so ignorant of me. And when you hear ignorant, it's not that you're just stubborn. It does not mean that we use it as a, what I said, Brother Till, my brothers.
Yeah.
We use it as a wordsmith, but I'm not using wordsmith with this one. He means that he just didn't know. God. Oh, some of us got, some of us can real smart. Some of us really small. We got four scriptures, but no man have the full mind of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
No man had a full mind of God. See, God had to help his servant because he was complex. He was so consumed in seeing someone getting away with something that he knew his heart wouldn't even do nothing like that. And God gave him some clarity and told him, I got them on slippery ground. See, they were getting their rewards right now. they really get their reward right now. But you know what I love about
right
God? This is what I love about God. I'm so glad. Help me, Holy Spirit. I am so glad.
So
you
glad.
Might get mad
so
at me now, Brother Tim. I am
so glad
that God didn't give
yes.
up on me. You didn't catch that with this.
Yes,
I am yes, so glad that God didn't give what you're saying. He even got these brothers right here, the ones that Asaph was looking at, he even got time for them if they got the blood running warm. And anybody can turn that around.
Yes.
But he was just straightened out Asaph. He said, I got a plan. My plan is not going to be what? It's not going to be detoured by none. But see, sometimes he had to give some of us a chance to get this thing right. See, but if you just quit covering them, I'm going to show you my love. He said, but I like that verse 23. Mine might be a little different, Brother Tim.
Yes,
one
yes,
time.
Yes,
now, 22.
Yes,
23. I'm going to see how yours read. I'm going to see if mine read a little different for yours. He said, so foolish was I. What did yours say just then?
I
That's
was
so foolish.
Senseless and ignorant.
Read it again, man.
I was senseless and ignorant. Yes.
He said, I was senseless and ignorant.
That's right. Yeah, no sense.
No sense. And that's what I'm talking about. He didn't know. Honestly, he didn't know. He didn't know. That's why when he got to the sanctuary, he understood because God opened him up. See, he started moving him. See, when you get in worship, when you get in the spirit of God, and you, see, if you get in there, he'll move all that unscramble stuff in your mind and your heart so you can see clearly now. Okay. Well, you know, that didn't work. Can I do something? Y'all don't mind? Y'all want you to hold your
come
finger?
On with come on with
the other verse, too. I want you to make sure we got this right because I don't think it's in the book anymore. Some people tear the L's out. I'm going to see mine still in there. I think it's over in 1 Corinthians over here. And I want to read this here. And it says over here, 13, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. Can y'all walk with me? Hold your finger over there. Cause we're coming back over there to Psalm 73. Can you hold your finger right there and come to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. And I'm going to do this here. Because I know it's a gender thing. That, well, I'm going to start reading it, but believe me, it's not a gender thing. That means man and woman when I'm reading this. Man and woman when I'm reading this. Man and woman. Watch what it says. When I was a child. Oh, I can get happy all by myself. I feel like running out the room right now, man. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. Look at the Holy Spirit. Isn't that the Holy Spirit, that Brother T? That's the Holy Spirit. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, let me do this, y'all. Woman and one man. This gender, it's not just this one man. It's both gender, woman and man. It's a time when you read God's word, he's speaking to both genders. Oh, here, and look what he said, and he's doing it right now. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Is that right about it? Is that right about it? He said, I put away childish things. He said, for now, here we go, y'all. It seems like we're in the sanctuary again. Watch it, y'all. I had to get all the way to get right here. He said, for now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know and pause. But what he said, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Is that in the book, y'all? I just want
That's
to get
right.
that portion right there in your understanding, let you know that I love cross-referencing. And then I like to make sure, see, I'm just a student of God's word. I love reading, and I like when God said, it is written. I love when Paul said, it is written. I like the word to use illustration. I like for it to teach and preach, because you can argue me with my philosophy, but you argue the word. That's you, man. Hey, it ain't me. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I said, goo, goo, gaga, and everything, you know. And then he gave me some syllables to put together, and I started adding more words to the word, to the syllable. You understand what I'm saying? Now I can say go, and I can say went, you know. You might catch that later on. They straighten up a little bit because when I became a man, I put away them childish things. See,
that's
see,
right.
He was ignorant then, and we go back to Psalm 73, but we was ignorant before. We're not seeing things in a dark glass no more, because God have opened our eyes spiritually, so we can see now. ASAP, eyes were dull. He couldn't see because he saw too many other people's things and not understanding that God had a bread of war for him and to them. You see, some of us want a Cadillac, a Mercedes Benz, our Buicks. And the beautiful Chevrolet, you know, some people just want those kind of things. I want to tell you this here. Them are tangible things. Okay.
Yes.
Them are tangible blessings. Can I say this? Them are tangible, materialistic blessings. There's no blessings that you can get when you get intangible. Oh, help me! When you get the Holy Spirit to come in, if when you sit down at the table and you know you want a full course meal and you don't have enough money to get the meal, in some kind of way somebody ring the doorbell and say, "I've been wanting to come by here to talk to you, man. I've been wanting to come by here to help you out a little bit because you put a urge in my heart." Well, you know that didn't work, Brother Tim. I like to use this sometimes.
That's right.
One day, these two neighbors were talking, and one of the neighbors was laughing at his other neighbor because he was talking about he couldn't eat, Brother D. He had some problems. He just couldn't eat, Brother D. He had some major problems, and he just couldn't. They couldn't eat, and he didn't know how he was going to get his next meal, and he was praying. And the neighbor was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he just looked over the fence at him. You ever had some people just look over the fence at you? He just looked over the fence at you, and they know you couldn't go, oh, this man crazy. And then he up there closing his eyes, and then talking about God going to bless him, and he heard him. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm going to fix him. I'm going to go get that. I'm going to go get some frozen and sit in his door. He said, I'm going to sit in his door. So he set the grocery at his door, and the man ran out there and said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He was thanking God and everything. Yeah. And he was just highly favored, thanking God. And then the agent walked over there, oh, you crazy. Mm-hmm. He said, you crazy. You thank God did you. He blessed you.
You're
I'm talking about that. And he said, you know what? God is the devil, too.
This made a difference. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you this here from the bottom of my heart. God could remove some things in our life if we just be obedient. Be obedient to him and obey him and trust him all the way. ASAP, then he had a problem, but God helped him. Not my brother Tim. Go back over here, brother Tim.
I'm waiting.
We're going to go back to 22, and we want to. I'm going to read mine. I want you to bring it in because I know you're a real little different. So I want you to bring it in. He said, so foolish was I. Hey, man, when the last time you told God, I'm foolish, God? When the last time you, God, that was so stupid of me, God. When the last time you done that? God sees it, brother. He know we mess up. He know we mess up time after time. He want us to repent. Look what he said. He says, so foolish was I and ignorant. He said, ignorant, and I was what? A beast before thee. Oh, help me. Nevertheless, continue with thee. Thou hast hold me by thy right hand. How yours read, Brother Tim? How did it read, man? Please help me with that. How yours
Which
read?
One? 24?
Might be reading.
I'm waiting.
22 and 23. Make them tie together.
I was senseless and ignorant. I was a beast, a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand.
Hmm. And I want to tell you this here. When you hear this here, he's referring himself, he's confessing his sin, and he elevates the sin up to God. God, I renew it, but he elevated in repentance to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And he lifted up to him, and he said, I'm just like a, I mean, I put myself lower than anything. I call myself a beast. I call myself sin because I know I messed up. I know I did wrong. Because why? Because what I did. Because I didn't believe. I put myself in my what? My feeling. I put everything I was doing. I was looking outside. What James, we used to call it around here now. You know, they do a little different in Detroit and Chicago and all the other places. But we said, we call it, don't live like the Joneses and Smiths. And, you ever go to somebody's house and then you hear stuff be rumming and everything before you get into the house, you know what I'm talking about? And then you go in there and they go, oh, come on in. Boy, they didn't put up the weed, they didn't put up the mouth, they didn't pick up the cow. You go to people's house, you think they're doing real good. All right, they go in there, you know, they put the lip bottle on the table, you know. They change everything, man. You know, you better stop coming to these people's house. You don't know what they got going on. They up there fighting. I told you not to spend that last $2. I mean, you know I got to get a cigarette. You know, they go all Halloween with this thing. You're surprised. Did you look them on the outside? I wish we would. You better quit wishing you like somebody. You better catch yourself and get back in the book. That wasn't in the book, was it?
Come on, 24 and 25. Come on.
You know I'm going there, but you know. But you've been with me long enough. I just like to be careful with it because I know maybe we might go get a little bit more with it to make sure we get it all the way out, Brother Ted. That's what we're going to do. You see, watch this. Let me make sure. Have you ever been in God's hand?
Come on now.
He was turning that wheel, and he was forming you in the potter's hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, the potter's hand, see, the potter, as it spins. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, Brother Tim won't leave. Let me use him a right hand for a minute, Brother Tim. As it spins, he's shaping them. You know, he's getting the vessel like he wanted to be shaped. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because right now, he was foolish. He was ignorant. So he had to hold it in his hand. And now he got him in his hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And now he got him in his hand. I can see now when you come back to the same thing again, you won't be doing the same thing you're doing now because you're not ignorant anymore. Now you have the knowledge to understand why I'm going to do to these people. I got them on slippery ground. Oh, I got a day for
that. That's right.
But see, what I love about God, see, he's so merciful. Oh, him. See, even when we want to throw away somebody, see, a pastor can't do like a crew member. I don't know why pastors keep praying for them. I don't know why the elders over there talking to them. We have to shepherd the whole church. We can't just say that we can't have no cliques in the church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
If y'all understand what I'm talking about. We had to shepherd all of them, even the ones you probably say, man, you know he's doing wrong. But God can work it out because if they keep coming to the church, if they keep coming to God, eventually one day, what'd you say, Brother Tim? If it's raining out there, Brother Tim, if it's raining out there,
long
just come out.
Dry off.
You go. How you go? You go dry off. You got to come in.
I said, if you stay out in the rain, you gonna stay wet. But if you come in long enough, you'll dry off.
Yes, sir.
Come on in the sanctuary.
Now, since Brother Tim won't run to the finish line, let me get to the finish line. So foolish was I, and ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was a beast before thee. He said, nevertheless, I continue with thee. Thou hast told me. By my right, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't keep going. Every time I'm trying to get out of Brother Tim, but he keep giving me something. Can I go and say it one more time?
Yes, sir.
When the last time you put your hands up to God and said, Lord, and I'm talking about with a fist, open your hand to God. Lord, fill me. Fill me, Lord, with your precious Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I opened my hand and I looked to the heel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I say that? Can I do that anyway? I look to the heel. Can I say that anyway? all
uh-huh.
of my
Come
hips.
On now.
not just some of it. For all of my hips. Not just all of my hips come from the Lord. It's just one scripture over. Boy, this is this brother. He can't listen. Let me go get out here. Let me make sure I got it right. Yeah. Nevertheless, I continue with thee. Thou hast hold me by the right hand. He said, thou shall guide me with the counsel.
Yes, sir.
He said, thou counsel or my counsel? Thou counsel or my counsel? He said, thou counsel. And afterwards, receive
your counsel.
Me too.
He said,
now you're on the way.
Hey. I'm finna go somewhere when I say this here because we're gonna put you. We're gonna try to get a Thessalonians when we finish this one here. Thessalonians is gonna help us out. He said, thou shall guide me with thou counsel. You can't listen to God. You can't just ask God to guide you with no counseling if you're not going to receive it. You, the Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You got to open your heart to God. It might not go in your favor, my brothers and sisters. It might be a no, no, and no. Can I say it again? Y'all on my? It might be a no, and a no, and a no, except. What God said to you. Quit telling God, are you sure? No, he know he's sure. He said no. And it's for a reason. It's for a reason why he said no. Why did he say no? Why you say, God, please, can y'all ask me a question? Why? Please, somebody ask me. Just ask me. I want to answer this. Can I ask? Somebody ask me. Why, man? Say why.
Why you say
why?
No?
Okay,
why you
okay,
say
I'm glad
that?
You said this.
That?
Because one day, this young man was riding a donkey. Somebody called the ass, but they ride the donkey, right? And he got right to a foot of something, and the donkey stopped. You know what I'm talking about? He just stopped. Mm-hmm. He just completely stopped. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't tell the donkey to, whoa. The donkey stopped, and he hit the donkey. And the donkey looked back at him. Y'all might catch that later, though. He looked back at him.
I'm with you.
If I were to move one little inch, that deaf angel sitting right there, oh, help the Holy Spirit. He had a sword in his hand. He was going to kill me. I want to tell you, he listened to God because it wasn't time for Balaam to die. So God told the donkey to hold up. I know this fool don't know. Oh, help the Holy Spirit. I know he don't know what's going to happen to him. You just hold up. He thinks you crazy, but I want you to talk to him. Yes, I can talk. You know, if I tell you, if I move one inch, this angel would have cut your head off. So what's this? For God be the glory for all the good things he has done. So what I'm trying to say to you, don't you know if you want God to counsel you, you got to be willing to have an open heart to correction.
That's right. Yes.
That's it, bro.
I got to get out of this thing. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this thing, but I'm trying to get out of it, yo. You got to be receptive for correction. I don't care what talent you have. If God come to you and you say, Lord, I don't think that was right. That might have been the devil there. You better quit saying that because everything come to you is not of the devil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it. That's right.
If it is, God used them to get your butt stop being
get
so
to you. That's right. That's it.
You know? So he can wake
that's
you
it.
Up to let you know. See, sometimes he had to, if he had to, the honor to stop the rider to kill the horse, he would do that. What you mean by that? If he had to stop your circumstances that you're going through, that you going through real smooth, you think it is, to help you to see salvation, you better let God kill that horse. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, then I'm going to get you, now I'm going to ponder with this a little bit more. Because the counsel of God is a great thing if you be receptive of it. See, when you can do what God gives you, you can use this tool any day of the week. What I'm talking about, you can look back at God, I remember, and he know all things. See, he don't have Alzheimer's. Is that the word? Alzheimer's, you know what I'm talking about. But he don't have, he don't forget. You know, if he said it, it's so. But what you want God to forget is your wickedness. You want God to forget your wickedness, your iniquity, because if God remembers you when you get before judgment, brothers and sisters, you won't be getting to heaven.
You're in trouble. Come on now, you're in trouble.
So what I'm trying to tell you, because I don't know too much, you know, but what I'm trying to tell you, what the verse, can I read again, Brother Tim?
Yes, sir.
Psalms
come on.
73 and 24. I got to read one more time. Psalms 73. And we still going to church, y'all. We in church. We in church, brothers. We in church.
That's it.
You know,
yes,
I'm a
sir.
Techie, though. I might have got a couple of syllables I shouldn't have added there. But we in church. Come on. Look at this. Thou shalt guide me with thou counsel. And
yes.
See, so if you don't do nothing else, Brother Dean, Brother and Sister Brother, if you don't do nothing else, make sure you get this here. Receive me to glory.
Receive me to glory.
And you want me to rush through this, Brother Tim? I ain't got time for you, Brother Tim. I got time. See, for all of me to receive glory, I got to let him counsel me. I got to
That's
let
right.
him come in and help
yes, sir.
Me. I got to let him prepare me. See, this scripture might work real, real. Y'all, you know I don't know about scriptures. Could I read it anyway? Y'all going to trust me to read it?
Right.
I'm going to read
on
it
now.
Anyway.
I am
the true vine. I am the true vine. That's what
yeah.
I'm going to say. Can I say it again? I am the true vine.
Yeah.
And my father is the husband. Y'all got that yet? Y'all know I'm at. I'm on John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my father is the husband. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he what? Take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it. Here we go, Holy Spirit. He purged it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that it may bring forth more fruit. If you want God to counsel you, my brothers and sisters, you got to let him purge you. You got to let him cut it off. I know it because you ain't going to turn it loose, so let him cut it off. And he know how to prevent. See, I've learned something. I love that, though. Can I say it again?
Yes, sir.
I've learned something. If we'll be obedient to his word. Watch what the scripture just said.
Mm-hmm.
He said
mm-hmm.
he purged it that it might be fruitful. He said, for more fruit. He said, now you are clean through the word. Oh, here we go, y'all. Which I have spoken unto you. Look at the Holy Spirit. Brother Tim been around me long enough. God would not let us look like no food. He'll just take you to a scripture so you know what it's going to be in. And let you read it. You can read it five times. But it ties up with what you're saying. Oh, I know I'm right about it. It wraps around. You know, it's a scripture that says we knitting it together, my brothers and sisters. We knit it together. We knit it together. We put it together. If we put it together, you can feel the love in it. He said, let me purge you. Let me clean you. Let me let you make you understand that the all me to purge you, you gotta quit lying. You gotta forgive. You gotta show love. You gotta understand that you cannot have me in you and hate nobody. You cannot say you love me and hate someone that you can see and you never seen in your life. Oh, yeah, Bill. Did I just paraphrase that? He said, how can you love me and you ain't never seen me and you hate Eric? And you see him every day. No, that just ain't enough. Now you been foolish. That's what he said. He said, I was foolish.
And ignorant.
Ignorant. He said, I'm gonna get out of here, y'all. He said, abide me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit for itself, except it abides in the vine. The vine. What was it? And no more can you accept you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branch. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth what? Much fruit. Now, I'm going to get this out in a minute, y'all. He said, for without me, you can
what?
Without
me?
Nothing.
Now, if you're a believer of God, you don't have to have a title for the new. I'm going to tell you, you don't got to have no title to do this. He didn't say, what you can do with this title, that's good. Because some of us, he give us little things to do. But I'm going to tell you, you are ambassadors of Christ. Once you've been changed, you should be going to tell somebody about the goodness of God. I ain't tell you go out there and preach nobody. I ain't tell you go to prophesy nobody. But he said to be fruitful. You know, he had to prune you. And once he pruned you and cleaned you, he said go out there and be fruitful. So he wants you to go tell somebody about him, not about you, but about him, and tell them that if you want to get to glory, you got to go dust and dust and dust. But let me tell you something. If you can't explain it right, you tell them they can get on it. The word of God is too what? It's nationwide. You can turn on TV right now, somebody talking about God. They're talking about God.
That's right.
And they might do it in their own way. So we don't pose to counsel you in that way, but when we pose to counsel you, tell you, get with someone teaching God's word and preaching God's word and not the, what, unadulterated God's word. Someone mm-hmm. is not wanting God's word down. Someone's not having a weak eschatology. What I mean by that, the end time. Telling you that you need to be prepared for his coming. Now I'm gonna hurry up now because he said over here in 73. We're back over here, brother Tim. Back over here, Psalm 73, brother. We're gonna wrap this thing on up now. He said, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? That there is
but,
none upon the earth that I desire to be sad." I want you to come in with me when I do this, brother Tim. He said, "My flesh, my heart." He said, "What?" He said, "Fail it."
I know I read that one.
I feel good. I'm reading by myself over here, but let me do it anyway because I feel pretty good. He said, my flesh. That's what he said, right? Peach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Out. That hurt when I peach myself. I said, out. You hear what he said? Flesh. I peach myself. Out.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt it too, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, flesh. Can I do it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
You know why I'm doing? You know why I'm doing this, right? Because everybody learns different. Everybody learns different. I want to make sure you're getting it. I want to make sure you're getting it. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to repeat it and repeat it because this is a very important part of the lesson. Flesh that you're living in, you wrestle with it daily. Flesh you're living in, you wrestle with it daily. Matter of fact, you lift weights and you get it all puffed up. That's a whole other picture. Can I say it anyway? You cannot put all the weights on there and think you're going to lift it if you haven't prepared yourself
mm-hmm.
to get to that level.
See
what he's trying to do. He's getting us to the middle level to see his glory. He has to move that flesh and that heart. See, that heart is what's gonna keep a lot of us out because we can hide it with the flesh, but God knows the heart of man. Because with the heart of man is the treasure. You know, see treasure. Some people understand treasure back in the day. They used to dig and put treasure on the ground. Oh, hear me? And that's why we put a lot of our stuff in. We put it so deep that we think God can't get to it. But God want to get to that treasure. He want to open it up, what you think is good, and let you know what is not good and what's good. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm trying to say is, he said, my flesh and my heart fell it. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's what he's saying now. He ain't have no pity party no more. Why did he have a
no,
pity party? Put your, can I read 17 one more time? I'm going to read 17 one more time.
Come on.
He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then mm-hmm. understood I therein. That's why he can say what he said right here at 21.
There.
25.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. He can understand that because he got to the house of God. Once you get to the house of God and you release all the things, the world, the life, the confusion of things in life, and you let God be God in your life, he'll let you know that flesh you in, loose it. Mm. That heart that you're trying to keep up and make it right, loose it. Because God can prepare your heart to worship. God can prepare your heart to hear his voice. I know I'm right about it. Look what he says.
Yes, sir.
Mm. He said, for lo, they that are far from me, that said, far from me to perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go what? Oh, Lord, don't worry. I can't pronounce it. Can I do it anyway? Because in the book. Can I pronounce it anyway? I'm going to use it. I'm going to say a guard too. I'm going to say everybody's so provocative. A guard too. Can I say it anyway? A guard too. Somebody said, the lady in the night. You know, don't mind. And I want to tell you. He said, and I want to tell you, God knows that we go around whoring with other gods. He know we go around whoring to other things. He know this mm-hmm. because he know he's put in your heart. What you saying? You're prostituting your spiritual man to hell. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm talking about? We could talk about heaven. People be happy. But when you start telling them what they can, well, if you keep doing the wages of sin and death, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me see. It's a wage for that. Why I say that? Because if you keep doing it, you're going to earn a wage. And your wage is going to cause you to go to death. And the death, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the death I'm talking about is where it burns forever, torment forever. The death you want to have, the transition we call it, is into his home. Like Asaph said, put me in your right hand. Hold my right hand. And God holding him because he's counseling him right now. Now he's testifying. He's opened up to him. He said, and he told him, let me make sure I get, he said, all them that go away, horn toward thee. He said, but, that's what he said. That's what he said, right? It is good for me to draw near to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I want you to help me with it, brother dear, that I may declare all thy words. Now, I'm going to put my finger right there. Brother Tim, I need you to bag up and get this thing. Verse 4, I want you to go 24 down, but I'm going to make sure I got this clear out here. He said, it's good for me now to draw near to God. Now, who misunderstood that there? He said, it's good to me to draw near to God. How many of you been there?
Yes,
it's good for me to draw near to God. When you draw near to God, my brothers and sisters, and you be humble enough to let God to hold you in a time of misunderstanding, what we say earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter what, 13 and 11, I was a child. I spoke as a child. I even thought as a child. But I put them things away. Now I'm a man now. And now I don't see things in the dark glass no more because God gave me vision spiritually. So he told him, so if I draw near to him, I got to accept his no. I got to accept no. Can I say it again? Because some of us don't like to hear that word. No. Yeah, he going to say yes. I know he is. But he going to also say no. He tells us to, sometimes God tells us to lead people, and we don't want to do it.
Mama.
Sometimes God told us to cut them a loose, and we still holding the bag in our hand. Sometimes God, watch this here. Now, you might can't do like I can. I'm going to look in the mirror. Can I do that in a minute? Can I look in the mirror, Brother Tim?
Well,
I'm going to look in the mirror. Now, I'm looking in the mirror. Look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror,
come on now.
You looking at this. Now you didn't draw near to God, Reverend Williams. You didn't draw near to God. Now you got to accept what God's going to tell you. Look in the mirror and quit lying to God. And God knows your heart. God knows my heart. Do you really want God to know your heart? If you ain't going to repent, you really don't want God to know your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, we use that old cliche. Well, God know my heart. Yeah, he do know your heart, but you need to repent. Because he didn't tell you to stop that,
that's your
quit
problem.
That,
that's
don't
your
go
problem.
There, do this here, and here you are. You're doing everything he said not to do. And so what? Soon,
that's your problem right
soon,
there.
He going to turn you over to a reprobated mind.
Yeah,
why you say
come
that?
On.
Now you're judging. No, I'm preaching now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm teaching now. You know what I'm doing? I'm looking in the mirror myself. I'm teaching me now. I'm preaching to me now. I'm saying, what is in my heart, what's in my body that can cause me not to get to heaven? What is in my, I won't repent, bro, to call me, see, I know, I'm going to say something, this ain't going to sound right, y'all. I know that Romans 3 and 23 reads what? Romans 3 and 23 reads what?
For all.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
all. No, watch this.
Have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Reverend Wills, say, y'all read too fast. Let me read it right like this. Let me say it again. He said, for all. Now, I want to stop there because there's a reason why I say all. Because it's in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this in the book?
Mm-hmm.
For all.
Mm-hmm.
Not some of us. not one or two of us. He said, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ. It's not in me. It's not in nobody else. Jesus took this and paid a price so he can justify and say that he covered us. But we can't be nowhere and say that what? That we done it. We can't save ourselves. We can't do nothing to save ourselves. I don't care how many times I think I can, I think I can. And you keep saying that, and you're going to be thinking why I did it. I think why I did it. You know, you're killing it. You can blank it up. you're killing it, man. I wish y'all had some time. I wish y'all got a little time. I got to finish it because Brother Temple read them last four scriptures. Don't you know God want everybody to make it in? He really do.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed his son to die for the whole world. It's up to you if you want to receive God. He's not going to force himself.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, I really believe that I'm going to let Brother Tim go and finish that. I'm going to tell y'all the last scriptures we're going to read. Jude. I'm going to put this last 24 and 25. But I want Brother Tim to get this out because I know he wants to expound on them 24, 25, 26, 20, 28, and Psalms.
All right.
Go in it with
you. Somebody's phone is making a lot of noise. Okay, here we go.
I think that's my brother, Brother Will.
You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take
Hold on, Tim.
Okay.
I think, let me see if you got it. Brother Williams. Reverend Williams, I think that's your, you got a little feedback. Come on with it, Rev.
Yeah, they kept. Somebody cut me off. Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me get 3 seconds. I think. Call me and cut me off. Good grief! Mm-hmm. I can't believe that. Come on, phone. That was real. Here you go. Oh man, I sure did that to me. It says, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, I like that. It is good to be near God. Oh, yeah. And then he says, I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all you his deeds. It's rough there. I like that. Let me read that one more time. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. God is good to us, and I can't keep it to myself. I got to tell it. I got to tell it. Lord, I just realized that you know, Lord, that the good. I found out when I went to the sanctuary that these people have a destination that you've already prepared. They're going to be destroyed.
Careful.
Those who are unfaithful are going to be destroyed. But for me, I'm going to tell of your goodness, Lord. You're going to hold me in your right hand. I know that you will, Lord, because you said it right here in your word. I'm so grateful, Lord. I know that the sovereign Lord is my refuge. My. I like that, Rev. I like that. Come on now. I like that.
This ain't the end of the whole thing, but I want to see a lot of folks hold the saints down that they can't find a place out to come into God's house because we make it so hard for them to rededicate their lives. We make it so hard for them to want to change their lives. See, we're supposed to meet them where they at. You know, and be patient with them as they do these Christian. And I understand the old theory, one bad apple will spoil the bud. But that's telling me we're putting too much faith in the sin and not God. Because if they could change you, I beg the difference if you really let it, letting God in your heart. So I want to tell you this here.
because I'm going to read this here. Now, this ain't going to be the end of the whole thing. I'm going to stop and pause. I'm going to show you why I didn't tell you what I'm going to say. He said, now unto him. Now, watch this here.
Nobody else.
He said, now unto him. Nobody else. This is Jude 2:24. He said, now unto him. Now, watch this here. There is able. I'm going to change the word. I'm going to change this here. To keep us from falling. Now, watch this now.
That's right.
It's the reason why I want to stop. Don't you know that wherever you're going to, if you surrender to God, he's going to present you. He's going to present you to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He's able to put us before God. And no, I ain't able because he cover all sin. He's not going back to Calvary. Oh, no, we know. You can forget that. He's not going back. He gave up the ghost. If you accept him, you will have the Holy Ghost. But watch this here. It says, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Watch this here.
From falling.
Look at this here. To present us faultless.
Faultless. Yes, sir.
The president of his glory. With exceeding joy. What did ASAP ask him? ASAP asked him in verse 24 in the C clause of that scripture? He said, receive me to what? Your glory. To the glory.
Your glory.
He wanted him to receive him. And just said right here. That's why I told Brother B then, and I told him a year ago, God ain't going to let us like no fool because we use scripture. We don't use spirit. We use scripture. And scripture said, he said he going to present us. I changed the word, y'all. It said you. He going to present us faultless. That's what that tells me. I don't care what you're doing in this body right now. If you accepting him as the Messiah, you accepting him as Lord of your life and sovereign of your life, he going to present you faultless before God.
The blood.
In the presence of his glory. That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
And then what's so cool about it, and I'm going to tell you what's so cool about it. I know you think I'm just reciting. I'm trying to preach this here. He said, look what he said. He said he do it with exceeding joy.
Yes, sir.
How you going to present somebody full of sin and be happy to present them?
Overjoyed. Happy about it.
Overjoyed. Just happy about it. You know, just exceedingly joy. Do you know why he can do that, Brother Tim? To the only wise God. I'm going to get out of here, man. Y'all might not feel too preaching right now. He said, to the only wise God. He said, watch here. Now, this is corporate. If I can say this like Reverend Williams, if I can say this, and when I say corporate, that means not just you and I, it's everybody. He said, our. That's what he said. Is that corporate? He said, to the only wise God, our Savior. That's
our.
Corporate, right? That's it, all of us, man. That's everybody. That's not just no intimate, this is him and this me and him. That's everybody. He said, our Savior, be glory. See, you get to thank him too, y'all.
Max.
And
yes,
Max,
sir. Yes, sir. Come on now.
you get to tell him after all of this here, you get to tell him glory and majesty and dominion and power.
Yes, sir.
Both.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Now, ever. And then you ain't been to church long enough. ASAP did something one day. I love it. I always like to go to ASAP. Not ASAP, Ezra. Ezra broke the church back up to the bylaws. He brought all the audience back in the church, and he was standing before them on a platform we call a pulpit, and he was giving them the word, and all the people stood up. But when he gave them the word, they put their face to the ground and said, "Amen." Oh, y'all might catch that later. I'm telling you, they agree. They agree to the prayer. Are you agreeing to the lesson today? Are you agreeing to the lesson today? Because the lesson shows there's hope as long as the blood is running warm in your veins to come in. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't fix yourself. Because Jesus said he's going to present you. He's going to present me. He's going to present everyone that listens by the sound of my voice. He's going to present us faultless.
Now, sit that down. That don't even sound right, Eric. You know what I done? What's it mean? He said, faultless. And then he gonna be glad when he do it. May God bless you. And I'm gonna tell you, we're not through with the sanctuary because we're gonna do it again Thursday. But we wanted to have a little. I like this dialogue we just had. I love. You see, I might be the only preacher you ever hear don't mind people coming in, cutting in, and voicing and inputting. Because I know we were all on one accord. God is not going to let you hit that one button, disturb this spirit. I know he's not, because we are helping people see God better. See, and I'm going to tell you this, because I love this scripture here, Brother D, and Reverend Ryle, look at this. Go to Hebrews 4:12. Reverend Mike, we through, y'all. I promise we through. They said the preachers so be lying. Every time they talk about they through, they go to another scripture. Watch this here. Hebrews 4 and 12. It's a lying preacher. Watch it. Hebrews 4 and 12. Look what it is. I'm going to read it out this one, Brother Chad. You're going to tickle your fancy here. Watch this here. The word of God. Mine said Hebrews 4 and 12. The word of God is alive. Let me keep reading, man, so I stop.
Yes, sir. Come on.
The word of God is alive. If you ain't got no boys, yeah, I'm something wrong. The word of God is alive. Can I do it one more time? The word of God is alive. Don't let nobody tell you you're dead serving God. We are alive. We're not dead anymore. Because he said, and look what he said, and powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. Is that in the book, y'all? Is that in the book?
That's what
he said.
Yes, sir.
It's sharper. You know how you see the two-edged sword? The two-edged sword, it got a knife on, like a sharp edge on both sides. He said it's cutting. And he said it's exposing our innermost, ooh, help me hold, thoughts and desires. I know it came out a different way, but let me do it again. The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Once you hear God's word, you shouldn't remain the same. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you hear God's word, you shouldn't leave the same way you can. Because God give new mercy. God give mercy to you and us as we even convey it now, that he cutting us as we do. I need a Band-Aid, Brother D. I need a Band-Aid, Reverend Ryan. I need a Band-Aid. You know why? Because I've been cut up. I've been cut up. You might catch that later on. And I'm telling you, he had surgical move things in my heart as I was teaching and preaching his word. I know he did it. You know why? Because I feel his joy. When you feel God's joy, it's hard to cut it off, man. And I ain't no long-winded preacher. They say I am, though. But I ain't no long-winded preacher to myself, you know. But I'm telling you, there is a place where a righteous man can counsel with God. Counsel with God. Let God counsel you. May God bless you and keep you always, my prayer. Brothers, y'all gonna help me out to finish this thing on while? Y'all gonna help me out?
Yes, sir. Well, let's say, Brother Eric, let me go there right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful today, Lord, that the word came forth. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you left on record. Lord, when we stand before you, we won't stand before you with ignorance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We ask that you bless the man who brought the word, Lord. Continue to fill him with wisdom and understanding. And Lord, we just say thank you for your spirit being here in the sanctuary. We just thank you. Open our mind. Give us comprehension, revelation of your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. He's power in the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. Thank you. You know, he did something then. And I'm going to tell you guys, I ask for prayer. Always. I solicit. I mean,
please pray for me. You know, Nima, because I ain't gonna lie, I be tackled a lot. You know, Nima, because I wanna preach God's word. I wanna teach God's word, and it don't have to be a full corner. You know, corner room. I just wanna let him use me for what he give me. You know, and I'm telling you right now, the church is always open. The church has been open for over 2,000 years. And it won't be because when he come back, it won't be because you didn't hear the word of God. It'd be because of the condition of your heart you didn't receive. That's it. You know, that's it.
That's it.
I mean, it won't be because, man, Reverend Riles didn't say nothing. Reverend Williams, Reverend Lee, them, all the people in government, all the people, nobody didn't tell me. The other priests didn't tell me. You ain't going to have that excuse. No one ain't going to have that excuse. Separate. You cannot fix yourself. My brother already prayed, though. I just want to put to you, you cannot fix yourself. He going to present all of us faultless. I said that. I read in the book. His word would not come back. You cannot clean yourself up. You're getting hell. I'm trying to tell you that now. Only time they clean, God sees it through Jesus Christ. And other than any other way, you are like filthy rags before him. I know I'm right about it. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Because when he see us now, we can still have filthiness on us. But when he sees us now, we can still have filthiness on us. I'm telling y'all now, because the Bible says we all have sinned and came, short of the glory of God. We all. You know, I'm not talking about we out there. Pray for we ain't out there just practicing things God told us not to. But
God forbid.
Get it right. Yeah, there you go. God, just get it right, you know. I know we're going to mess up. I mess up too. But I tell you what, I'm trying my best to turn around, to say, Lord, give me strength. I fell short right here. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you, Lord. I don't want to go too long with this one, Lord, because I know if I stay too long, the adversary is going to be winning. So I want you to help me with it, Lord. I know that if I stay in this pool too long, then it's going to consume me. You know, and I don't want to turn back from it. But I find out that you got more love than I can ever imagine. So receive me, you know. See me, Lord. It was that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I feel good, y'all. That's pretty good. I didn't know which way this thing was going to go today, Brother Tim, but it went how God wanted
yes,
to go. You know, I didn't really know. But I do know he blessed. He blessed me. I know I feel good about it.
Yes, he blessed me. Thank you so much. Great lesson. Great job.
I'm like this here. I know you and Brother D, anybody been around long enough know this here. As we teach, as we preach,
we're being
teaching,
taught.
Also, you being taught.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no. We don't say is everything pointing at you. No, it points at I'm in the mirror every time I talk. I'm the man in the mirror. Speak to me, Lord.
That's it.
Speak to me. Yeah. Speak to me. Yeah.
Strengthen me.
Don't let me. So we thank you guys, man. Yeah. We thank everybody. Anybody else got anything to say? Y'all ready?
No, just thank you. Great job today. Awesome. In the sanctuary.
If it be God's word.
I found it.
Yeah. If it be God's word, we're going to try to use it. But if it be God's will, we'll try to bring it back next week. And we're going to try to really hope some more people come to. You know, I like the dialogue. I want you to come in, and I like you to read with me. I like you to pray with me. I like you to expound on it. It don't even bother me. You know why? Because I'm comfortable in God. You know, I'm not, can I use this word, yellow man? I'm not sensitive to someone saying something like he's going to say better than me because you lifting up the kingdom. When I get sensitive, now I'll be like ASAP worrying about somebody saying something better. I'm not there because this kingdom building we're doing here, it's bigger than Eric. It's way bigger than Eric.
Yes, sir.
I know I ain't got it all, man. But I know I'm going to give what he gives me to give.
Oh, you might catch that later on. That was pretty good. That might rhyme. Could I do it again? It might rhyme.
You know what? I love to say this all the way home. I love you guys. And when I say guys, I mean all people. And you really, surely can't do nothing about it. I'm going to wrestle with you.
I'm mad. I love you.
You know what? Because he loved us first. He showed me love.
Why not? Can I can't show love others? Yeah, we're going to misunderstand each other. Yeah, we're going to turn some tools here and knock each other down. We're going to do all these things. But I still love you. We're going to work this thing. Yeah, you know how we're going to work it out? Because the king have risen.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing? He's sitting at the right hand of God. Yeah, and he's sitting there. Look at my people. Look at my people. They worshiping me. Look at them. Yes, sir. Yeah, may God bless you, God. May God hold you. And I'm going to tell y'all this here. Except, now don't believe this here. You can take this any way you want to. Except when God allows. You know, don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody twist you up. Accept it. You know why? Because God knows best for every one of us right now. He knows what we need. You think you know, but he really know.
Mm-hmm.
How I know about that? Mm-hmm. Because he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing all of us right now. Now, I'm not going to play this song all the way through, but I'm going to give you a little bit, and then we're going to say it again. If it be God's will. Man, I thank you, brothers, man. Hey, man, nobody told you, God. Man, I really appreciate you guys coming on, helping with this here. I really do, man. I love you guys. Y'all expounding. Y'all coming in. Y'all can stop me. You guys know y'all can stop me. I ain't sensitive about nothing like that because I know you got that fire, too. What is it? Just like a fire. Shut up in my bones, man. Can't hold me still long enough.
Okay,
now watch this.
Peace.
If it be God's will, we love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Watch this. Watch him talk a little bit, Brother D. Watch him talk a little bit.
That's my man. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. Take my peace. We're yours.
Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams and Gloria called. She said, sit down.
Told me to sit down.
I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door.
She told me to sit down.
She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, 4 of our members had been killed in a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members.
My best members.
I had some others I thought he should have took.
You said you should have took.
Y'all don't like the truth.
Y'all like the truth.
These were some good members, Brother Sheard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet. Solid people. No hell raising saints.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand why would you take those 4 people at once. I put 3 people in one grave.
In the same grave.
I was upset with the Lord because I said you took my members.
Mm-hmm.
And he said clean, they're not yours, they're mine.
They're mine. Let them tell you.
I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready.
Ready?
And I'm giving those others a chance to get right.
Come on, man.
So I called Twinkie ready. And Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept. What God allows.
What God allows.
Come on, sister.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off. Anyway.
Face the fact,
Face the fact.
Your trial.